Ever wonder what happens when like cutting edge tech meets, the age old problem of scams? Because that's kind of the crossroads we find ourselves at with DeFi,
Yeah.
decentralized finance,
Right.
DeFi for those in the know.
For sure.
But
Yeah.
so imagine this,
Oh, yeah.
a project pops up promising the moon, right?
Yes.
People pile in
Yep.
only to have the creators vanish
Oh, no.
overnight with everyone's
Oh,
crypto.
I've heard about this.
Talk about a rug pull.
Yeah, those rug pulls, man. It's like the Wild West out there.
It is, and this Wild West atmosphere, it's what makes DeFi so exciting.
Totally.
But it also kind of highlights this crucial question.
Which is,
How do we balance this open nature of it
yeah.
with the need for, not getting fleeced, not getting, yeah.
Yeah, that's the $1 million question, right?
It is.
And it's one that platforms like Goblin's Protocol are really grappling with head on.
They are.
They've implemented this fascinating policy
All right.
on what they call unsupported tokens.
All right.
And it reveals a lot about, the tightrope all these DeFi platforms are walking.
Okay, so Goblin's Protocol, unsupported tokens. Let's unpack
To
this.
do it.
In the simplest terms, what are we even talking about here?
So essentially, Goblins has this list, right, of tokens, even specific digital wallets that they restrict on their platform for various reasons.
So they're kind of like the bouncers of this digital club,
Kind of, yeah.
deciding who gets in and who's left out in the cold.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. But it's not arbitrary. They lay out their reasoning
Okay.
in their policy document, and it boils down to a couple of key things.
Hit us with the highlights.
Okay.
What lands a token on Goblin's naughty list?
So first and foremost, legal reasons.
Okay.
Even though DeFi aims to be decentralized, right?
Right.
Goblins, the company, they still operate within U.S. law.
Right.
So if a token starts looking like a security to regulators,
Okay.
or if there are, whispers of fraudulent activity,
Yep.
Goblins might have to take action.
Makes sense. Got to cover your bases.
Right,
But
exactly.
then there's the whole protecting users angle too, right?
Exactly.
Like that factors in.
For sure. Goblins might also restrict tokens if there are concerns about security vulnerabilities, if there are concerns about scams, or yes, even those dreaded rug pulls we talked about.
Of course.
It's them trying to like proactively safeguard users from potential harm.
So they're playing digital detective to some extent,
A little bit, yeah.
sniffing out the bad actors before they can do too much damage.
Trying to, yeah.
But how does that even work? Like, how did they block a token? It's not like they can just wave a magic wand and make it disappear from the blockchain.
No, you're right. It's not magic,
Right.
but it is pretty clever. There are two main methods they employ.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll block the entire smart contract of a token,
Okay.
essentially making it invisible and inaccessible on their platform.
Poof, gone.
Precisely.
Okay.
But other times they take a more, surgical approach.
Okay.
They block specific addresses associated with, questionable activities.
Oh, interesting.
So this could be an individual user's wallet address or even a smart contract that's linked to a suspicious project.
Interesting. So it's not always like an all-out ban.
Right.
They can get quite specific if needed.
Exactly, yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting for me at least.
Okay.
And I think this is interesting for our listeners too.
Okay.
This whole idea of unsupported tokens,
Yeah.
it raises this bigger question
Which is,
about control,
yes, control.
Who gets to decide what's safe in this supposedly decentralized world?
That's the question, isn't it? You've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
This cautious approach, while seemingly, well-intentioned,
Yeah.
opens up a whole can of worms
It does.
about the inherent tension
Yeah.
between decentralization and regulation.
Yeah.
It begs the question,
Yeah.
can DeFi platforms truly protect users
Right.
without becoming the very centralized authorities they're trying to replace?
Right. And that's where things get really juicy.
Yes, they do.
We'll dive deeper into those implications after a quick break.
Okay.
So don't touch that dial. And we're back,
Back at it.
exploring this fascinating world
Yeah.
of DeFi and how platforms like, Goblin's Protocol are trying to walk that fine line
Yeah.
between protecting users, right,
Yes.
and like staying true to that whole.
Right, because some people might say, like, hold on, isn't the whole point of DeFi that no one gets to decide?
Right.
Which tokens fly and which ones flop?
Yeah.
Isn't that control supposed to be like in the hands of the users?
It's a valid point.
It's a good point.
So how does Goblins approach to these unsupported tokens, right?
Yes.
How does that stack up against other platforms that are out there?
Yeah, it's a spectrum, really.
Okay.
And based on my research, I'd place Goblins somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
You've got platforms out there with like incredibly stringent rules, blacklisting tokens at the slightest whiff of trouble.
Okay.
Then you've got the other end of the spectrum, you know, the true Wild West,
right,
where pretty much anything goes.
Yeah.
Buyer beware.
It's true.
At every turn.
Which, to be fair, can be both exhilarating and terrifying at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So Goblins is trying to find that middle ground.
Trying to.
But isn't there a risk that even with the best intentions...
Oh, for sure.
...this kind of policy could backfire?
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Yeah, because even when a platform is genuinely trying to safeguard users, there are potential downsides to consider.
Like what?
Well, for starters,
who
gets to decide what constitutes safe in this context?
That's true.
What criteria are they using?
Right.
And is it possible that some genuinely innovative projects... might get caught in the crossfire.
Right.
Just because they're pushing boundaries.
It's true.
And challenging the status quo.
Right. Because one person's risky bet is another person's, like, revolution waiting to happen.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you see this playing out in the long run?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
I don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah.
But here's what I find particularly interesting.
Okay.
This whole situation speaks to a much larger trend we're seeing.
Okay.
This blurring of the lines.
Between
traditional finance with its regulations and this new decentralized world.
Interesting.
The rules are being written in real time.
Yeah.
And it's anyone's guess how it will all shake out.
Which I guess is both exciting and a little nerve-wracking.
100%. Yeah.
Right. All at the same time.
Yeah.
But before we get too lost in the theoretical weeds, let's bring it back down to earth for our listeners.
Yes, let's.
What are some practical things they should be thinking about when navigating the DeFi world?
Right.
Especially given what we've learned about, you know, Goblins Protocol's approach.
It's such a great question. And this is something I feel strongly about.
Okay.
We can't just rely on platforms to do all the heavy lifting for us.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power, especially in the world of DeFi.
Mm-hmm.
You, the user,
need
to be informed and proactive.
Yes.
So what's the golden rule? What's the most important takeaway for our listeners? And we're back.
Back again.
We've been diving deep into this world of DeFi.
That's right.
Exploring how platforms like Goblins Protocol are, you know, trying to keep things at least kind of safe.
Right.
Without, like, squashing that whole decentralized dream.
Right.
Exactly. It's a tough needle to thread.
Yeah, it is.
For sure.
Not at all. So for our listeners who are ready to kind of jump into the DeFi pool themselves, what's the most important thing they should remember?
Ooh, good question.
Especially given everything we just talked about with Goblins' approach.
Yeah, I mean it's really as simple as, and I hate to sound cliche, but do your own research.
Okay.
Like for real.
Yeah.
Don't just jump into a project because it sounds cool.
Right.
Or someone on Twitter's, you know, hyping it up.
Yeah, no.
Like really do your research.
Solid advice. Yeah. But research in the DeFi space can sometimes feel like navigating a jungle.
Oh, it totally is.
Like where do you even begin?
Okay. So you got to start.
Yeah.
By asking critical questions.
Yeah.
First and foremost. What problem is this project trying to solve?
Okay.
Like, is there a real need for this in the DeFi ecosystem?
Yeah.
Or is this just another meme coin trying to capitalize on whatever the latest trend is?
Right. So before you even, like, connect your wallet, take a step back and think, does this even make sense?
Exactly.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Right. Okay. What else?
Okay. So then we got to dig into the team.
Okay.
Who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
What's their track record?
Okay.
Are they transparent?
Yeah.
About their experience.
Right, because like rug pulls happen.
Yes.
And it's usually the anonymous teams that disappear overnight.
100%. And you know, they can try to hide.
Right.
But a little internet sleuthing can go a long way.
It can.
Yeah.
So.
Security. always okay. prioritize security.
All right.
Has the project undergone any independent security audits?
Okay.
What's the chatter like on security forums? And remember, this is your money we're talking about. So
right. Better safe than sorry.
Don't be afraid to be thorough. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got due diligence.
Yes.
On the project itself, the team, the security, anything else?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
This ties back to, you know, what we were discussing earlier.
Okay.
About Goblin's approach.
Right.
You know, see if the project or any of its tokens have been flagged by any major platform security researchers. You know, there are websites out there that track scams and vulnerabilities in the DeFi space. So treat those as like your DeFi watchdogs.
Your DeFi watchdogs, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, and we'll be sure to link some of those resources
please do.
In the show notes, so yes. be sure to check those out.
Yes.
Knowledge is power, as they say. But before we wrap things up here,
yes.
I have a feeling you've got one last like
I might.
Thought-provoking nugget
okay.
for our listeners to chew on.
All right, so we've talked a lot about balance today, right?
We have.
Balancing freedom and security, innovation and regulation.
Right, right.
The question that keeps me up at night is this.
Okay.
Does this attempt to curate, to control, even with the best of intentions, right?
Yeah.
Does it ultimately make DeFi more trustworthy? Or does it undermine the very principles of decentralization that made it so revolutionary in the first place?
Now that is a question worth pondering.
Right.
And on that note, we'll leave you to contemplate the future of finance.
Yes.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.